Now let's give him a big hand, Dr. Rivera.
Keep praising Him. Glorify Him. Yes. We never will be out of line as long as we keep praising Him and worshiping Him. I would like to call your attention right away to the book of Revelation. And as I was listening to these testimonies, I remember how many orders we are getting through the mail about the Pope's secret ourselves. And as a matter of fact, I intend to bring a couple of them tomorrow that you see there is fire all over. Praise the Lord. Yes, great things. Because to a great conspiracy, God must answer with great power. That is the case. The enemy is feeling the pain right now. Is too anxious, too desperate, and too confused at this point today. God has enabled us to serve Him in that capacity. They thought that they would have us running. As a matter of fact, when Alberto came out in 1979, already immediately they were even writing in newspapers around the nation. They already disappeared. Nobody knew where I was. They said, "He's in jail. He's in jail." And they took, finally they arrested him. So the FBI and the CIA and the marshals and sheriffs were looking for me all over. Can you imagine? Then they said, "Now he's dead," later. "And now he's not writing any longer. He just disappeared. We don't know where he is." But you see, the Lord provided for the other part of this testimony to come out. Finally, they are tied to deceive already. Even those who deceive become tired of keeping deceiving people. See, those who lie, finally, they become tired of lying. And that is, it is written, as a matter of fact. Now, let me call your attention to the book of Revelation, chapter 6. And then we will be making some explanations about these drawings and the blackboard that we were not being able yesterday to complete. But now, let me call your attention to chapter 6 of the book of Revelation, as we will go today, this evening, into the second seal, and that will bring us into the red horse and the rider and the commissions that were granted to the red horse. But now let's see if I can step down and show you certain things that I was not able yesterday to show, and you wonder about certain things here in this blackboard. For instance, we have here chapter 17 of Revelation, harlots and abominations, divided in two sides next to these four circles. The four horses, the white horses that we saw yesterday, the red horse, the black horse, and the yellow horse, the pale horse, actually, kind of pale. Then we have here on the harlots these past, and we should have, if we did have the space, a tremendous list of hundreds of cults and occults and religion that the Roman Catholic institution throughout the year has going back into history to use these liturgies and these doctrines of these religions, like the Chaldeans, the Babylonians, the Syrians, and so on, even the Egyptians, even way back into the days of Semiramis. You see, they were going back to bring what they need to deploy their liturgy, their sacraments, their canon laws, and their dogmas through these councils as they meet throughout history. Now, these do not stop there, because then we have present to future. The very things. Here, you may list many names here on the harlots, daughters of her, harlots in plural. She is the great whore. But that great whore conceived daughters throughout the centuries. She conceived in her prostitution. But that means nobody knows who the father of these harlots are. She have commit fornication. The word of God in chapter 17, as I have reading there, 17, it tell us that she or the kings of the earth have commit fornication with her. Through political interest, many of the things are coming to pass today. For instance, you have the Illuminati, way back into the days of Ignatius of Loyola, during the Protestant Reformation. And through the Protestant Reformation, Ignatius of Loyola pretend to use this as a weapon against Protestantism. But it failed, because the inquisitors wants to accuse him of heretic, along with the Protestants, because being the Illuminati, the founder of the Illuminati, he will not be subject to the canon laws of the Roman institution. They could not tolerate that. Then what Ignatius of Loyola did, by the time that they were not only placing him in jail, if you were not aware of this, he was placed in jail twice by the Inquisition. Now these are the part of history that has been eradicated to make the greatest cover-up about the Illuminati, not only about her, not only about the doctrines that she brought from the past and later received from the present. Doctrines of devils. That is what Timothy was told by the Holy Spirit. Chapter 4, 1 Timothy. Doctrines of devils. See, they are seducing a spirit that has worked in the minds of those clergymen, priests, nuns, and so forth, like Augustine, Thomas of Aquina, and you name it, all the other so-called fathers of the church. They all were a bunch of antichrists. They were the subjects, the recipients of seducing a spirit. They were seduced, not by the Holy Spirit, by a spirit, evil a spirit. And then, as a result of this seduction, they brought out all this composition between the past religions and today's new cults and occults. Like, for instance, not only the Illuminati, but coming down in history, we have the Trilateral Commission under the same list of abominations later. From here we pass to abominations, then you have all kind of ideologies like communism, fascism, socialism, you name it, under abominations. She is the daughter of them all. And the combination is still always under abominations and harlot, from the past to the present to the future. Many of these, or I will say every one of these, part of this conspiracy, all these religions, including Protestant denominations like Presbyterians, Lutheran, Methodists, you name it, entire denomination, beside the people that as a Christian will come out at the end of the days. You see, they will come out. The Lord is calling for His people to come out of her. And when the Holy Spirit said come out of her, the pronoun her do not only include her as a great whore, include her daughters. That is her, because her daughters will not be there by themselves in the future times. The daughter of her will go back to her. The Church of England, so-called, is going back to her. The Orthodox churches, the Syrian, the Coptic, the Roxian, the Greek, they are going back to her. The Methodists are going back to her. Even the Southern Baptist Convention is going back to her. From the most fundamental areas to the most conservative ones, they are going back to her. Listen well, it's only the people that as a Christian, as born again people, they are there waiting, expecting the call of God to come out and be manifested as the body of Christ, as happening right now, is taking place. And you know, it's in your midst. Listen well, these four horses are going to accomplish these goals, while everything left from the Vatican. Why left everything from the Vatican? I'll tell you how. Vaticanus is the name in Latin. Vaticanus. Vatican in English is a transliteration of the term in Latin. What that means, it never was translated. They make a transliteration. That means the same term went into other language except by difference of phonetic. But it's the same Latin word. That was already a secret there. Because while that word will not be translated into a language, because it's not even translated in Spanish, in Russian, in any language, always there is a transliteration of that term in Latin, Vaticanus, with different phonetic expressions. Why? Even that term has so much secrecy about it. Why? You see, why is this? The term defined from the root Latin means center of a divination. Center of a divination. Now, you should take good note of that. That means that the Vatican, being built upon the first hill, seven hill, chapter 17 of the book of Revelation. Chapter 17 of the book of Revelation. She is built upon seven hills. Even in some days in the future, we could study chapter 17 of Revelation, and then I'll be able to give you all the detail how she has been formed through all these prophetical revelations of God in chapter 17. But this is one of her characteristics. For if anyone had doubt that chapter 17 of Revelation is not the Roman Catholic institution, then the Lord is given not only proof and evidence concerning her doctrine, concerning her liturgy, concerning her relationship with the kings of the earth, concerning her transactions, concerning her crimes, concerning her tortures upon the earth. But the Lord is given even geographical evidence. Geographical, not only historical, not only doctrinal, not only liturgical, but geographical. You can go around the earth and try to find me where any headquarters of any religion, including the Brahmins, the Hinduists, including Shintoists in Japan, including any Muslims religion, and bring me where any headquarters of any religion has been built geographically, physically, upon seven mountains. There's no one except the Vatican. Seven mountains that you can go and see them with your own eyes. And all the buildings are built upon these seven mountains and the surrounding of them. And it happened that upon the first mountain, the Vatican was built. And you, for your own information, as American citizen, and more so as a Christian, you must know that the second mountain for centuries was been waiting to be built, and the 1800 a Pope that has a lot to do with the death of Abraham Lincoln and with the Civil War, Pius IX built the second hill with the North American College. He was offered that second hill to build the greatest Jesuit college in the whole world, only for Americans to be trained as a Jesuit. Now, we cannot have time to go on in the details of that, but you should be concerned about. Listen well to this. This is the center of a divination. What that means? That in the entire planet, over this earth, from one corner to the next corner, from north to south, east to west of this planet, there is one center, there is one place, geographically speaking, where the devil himself has his headquarters. Every evil on earth, I mean everyone, if you believe that I'm too far out and revealing this, you must do some homework in the book of Revelation and see that the book of Revelation occupies 90% of the prophecies, 90% of the prophecies and the book of Revelation are completely dedicated to the Roman Catholic institution. And I'll give you at least the most important chapters of that book. 6, 13, 17, 18, and 19 ended up with the destruction and judgment of that institution. And because that judgment and destruction has not arrived yet, these judgments through these four horsemen is taking place. Not only in preparation for the greatest climax of the tribulation that will take place, but in preparation for something else, in preparation for the great weddings of the lambs. Listen well to this. And will not be celebrated. As a matter of fact, the Lord Jesus Christ is waiting to celebrate that wedding with His bride, His church, until the Roman Catholic institution is destroyed. Now you understand why the weddings are not and will not take place until that day. But we see signs not only of revival within the Roman Catholic institution, what that means, not revival, but let's use the term to describe that she is rising to power. Of course, it's just an appearance, because actually she's rising to fail to never again go back to life. The more that she raises up, the greater the fall will be, and will be a disaster fall. It will be the fall that will finally destroy her forever. Listen to this. What a blessing. We are partakers of these blessings now. Listen, this is why you must, if you are not in Christ, you must realize right from now the need that you have of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are losing and missing the greatest privilege and the greatest blessing on earth right now. You must come to Him, be in Him, and Him within you. Because the one in us, within us, is more powerful than the one in the world. Hallelujah! Certainly! Yes! You can see by these even testimonies. You don't have to appeal to many marvels and wonders. You just appeal to the simplicity of these testimonies, and you will find there the power that is more powerful than the one that is in the world. Yes. It requires more power. I'll tell you the truth. It requires more power from the Holy Spirit to perform the release, the freedom of a single Roman Catholic person today that will require power to resurrect the dead. Yes. That's right. There is no opposition to the power of the Holy Spirit to raise up a person. The Holy Spirit can do it any time that God please. But let me tell you, when it takes power, it takes real power to deliver one single person from the power of the Roman Catholic institution. It's there. All the powers of darkness are behind one single individual. They are deploying the work of Satan through the Vatican. And they don't want to lose one soul there. They fight to the very end. They'll fight. They are fighting not only you and your conscience and your indecision not to take a decision for Christ. They are not only fighting you, fighting your soul, fighting your mind, fighting your heart, fighting your own personality, trying to make you as weak as possible not to be delivered by the power of Jesus Christ. But there's something else. When these powers fight you because you refuse to obey the gospel, they'll give you help too to resist it. They'll share with you the power they have in order for you to disobey and become rebellious to the call of Jesus Christ. They'll be there with you. This is why you have to think there's only two alternatives. Or you are assisted by the powers of darkness and rejecting the gospel of Jesus Christ, or you are assisted by the Holy Spirit and obeying the call of Jesus Christ. There's only two alternatives. You can never be in between. Never. You never will be found in between. You are either children of your father the devil, or you are children of your father God. And there's no between. There is no orphans, as a matter of fact. Oh! And the kingdom of heaven, and the struggle of the kingdom of heaven on earth, there is no orphans. The devil will never leave an orphan. You can see how good Father he is. He will never lose you. But the only time that he will lose you is when Christ crushes him under his feet. Yes. Then you are no longer an orphan. You are adopted by the Father God of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, you are adopted then. And that word adoption means that you were released from someone else. You were a child of someone else. And it took God, the Father, and the power of the Holy Spirit, and the power of the blood of Jesus Christ to release you from that family to become a child of God, a member of the family of Jesus Christ. Yes. This is the center of a divination. What that means is, you can see these arrows, that all, whatever is outside of evil, drugs, alcohol, crime, you name it, whatever is outside of evil, is coming out of the Vatican. And will be coming out of the Vatican. Because there is no a place. It's not the Internal Revenue, it's not the FBI, it's not even Jehovah's Witness or Mormons that the devil is making their headquarters in these institutions. No. On the contrary, these institutions and many others are at the disposal of Satan through the Vatican. Right now can be proved. There is plenty of evidence all around. They are serving the interests of Satan as the prince of this world, but not of Christ as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. As a matter of fact, this program will end up fighting no communism, no capitalism. This program will end up fighting Jesus Christ Himself. And everyone, capitalist, communism, socialist, you name it, Roman Catholic, Protestant, Pentecostal, of all walks and denominations, Buddhists, Muslims, Jews as well, they will be all together coming back to that mother. Yes, they all will appear and show up right here in the center of a divination. This is where all the instructions go out. All the orders go out. All the programs go out. Everything that has to be deployed in society, in education, in economy, you name it, they are all there. We will see this through the second horse, to the third horse, and through the fourth horse, but very briefly. And now, this introduction will help you at least to understand better this drawing here. Now, I recommend you to read these chapters, 6, 13, 17, 18, 19 of Revelation, plus Galatians chapter 1, 6 through 10, and Matthew 24, that we already went through, verse 5, 23 and 24. But Galatians will advise us, will warning us and warn the church that that will happen. And which way that will happen? The perversion of the gospel. That is what all this is proclaiming. All this is proclaiming the perversion of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is all this goal here. Is to pervert. The intent is to pervert the gospel of Jesus Christ. Through the perversion of the gospel of Jesus Christ, then they seem to obtain certain victory. And that is why we will go to the end now of the white horse, the commission of a white horse, as we left yesterday here. Chapter 6 of Revelation, verse 2. Now, the Holy Spirit told Paul there in Galatians that he and the church should be warned, and should be a warning, that anyone that come preaching any other gospel than not the gospel that Christ gave to his church, that man, that apostle, even that angel, that go even further. Not just to human, but not only that. That go even deeper. Because it's not an angel coming from hell. The Holy Spirit do not even care about that. He doesn't say that if an angel coming from hell bring another gospel, be anathema. He doesn't say that. He said if an angel even, come from heaven, right from the presence of the Almighty God, right from the presence of Jesus Christ, an angel come with all the certification, with all the guarantees that he has come from heaven, with all the evidence and signs that he came from heaven. But you notice they bring a different gospel than this written gospel, then that angel should be sent back. And I tell you, he will not back to heaven. He will not be able to go back to heaven. No way. That is the power that we've been granted. Oh, what a privilege. Praise the Lord! Hallelujah! Can you imagine that we are not only to rebuke the Vatican, we are not only to rebuke the Pope, we are not only to rebuke the clergy, the saints and the virgins so called, we are not only to rebuke devils and demons, but who they are anyway, to whom they are manifested. We are here even to rebuke an angel coming from heaven upon the authority of God's word and tell him you are an anathema. You are a curse. Already fall under the fulfillment of these prophecies and judgments. Yes, the intention of perverting the gospel of Christ is not other than to implement this program. Anyone found in any direction, he can be a man even found out they are fighting against the liturgy. He do not agree with certain things of the Roman Catholic institution. Even that far the enemy can go to cover up the true intention of deploying this program on earth. Yes, you find even Jesuits. They are not even Christians. They still wearing their collar and their vestments. They are here. They are in television shows called Christian. I'll mention at least two of the many there are all around this country. As the days go by, more and more you will find and see in these shows and television shows, so called Christian television shows. Two of them, among others, many, that child of the devil is there. And the 700 clock and some other clock, there is Manning, that Jesuit priest. Channel 40. This is one. I mentioned to you another. There is Hanscan proclaiming that he disagreed even with the Pope. And the poor Pope, he hides his head under the table and said, I'm praying for his soul, praying the rosary. Listen well to this, beloved. This is the greatest mockery on earth. This is why I have to illustrate it in a funny way, because it's a mockery of the devil. It's a masquerade. We cannot take it seriously as those blinds and drunks are taking. You see? Oh, free us, Lord, from taking seriously these parakeets. They are repeating what they don't know. They come with the scripture in this television show. They don't know the power of the God's word. But they repeat it. But they don't know the power of this word. If they knew, they will be free. Entirely free. Certainly, there is, right now, other Jesuit priests going around, like Malachi Martin, writing books that even the Protestants and Pentecostals say, you see, they are changing. Look at this man. Look at what he's saying. They are changing. That's very soon you will see that all the Catholics are going to be Christian. Very soon all men are Christians. How come? And when you preach then the gospel, they do not kill you yet, because it's no time. And you witness to them, and they refuse to even hear the gospel. What's that? What take for a Catholic to become a Christian? The Jesuit priest come and said, we disagree with the authority of the Pope. We would like to see a Pope that have not that much authority. Anyway, he'd have none, because the general Jesuit is the one that have all the authority. But all these cover-ups are trying to pretend, to persuade you there is still, even you as a Christian, there is still possibility perhaps to convince you, to convince not only the world, as they almost convince already, but to convince the Christian, the people of God, that they are as Christians as you are. Watch out for that. They come to you with that pretension. In order to do what? In order to stop you even from opening your mouth to witness of their needs and their transgressions. They'll come to you. You say, and I'll tell you, brother. How are you, brother? Hallelujah. Listen, where will you go, brother? And they said, well, I go to this church, and you ask the brother and say, and you, brother, what church do you go? He said, I go to here, to St. Anne or St. Nicholas Parish. Oh, that is a church. Well, I never knew. I was a child of the devil when I knew that I was a church, but that is because I was a child of the devil. My father was the devil. And that is how I knew that I was a church. Was his church. The church of the devil. But until the day that I become a Christian, then I knew not. I knew not. Now, no, oh, I knew, yes. But I knew not what I knew before. I do not know the difference. That is what I mean. I do not know the difference between who was the church of Christ and who was the church of the devil. The synagogue of Satan. The synagogue. It will not call church. You should never call the Roman Catholic institution a church. It's a transgression against God's word. It's sin to call her a church. You call her an institution. You call her a religion. You call her an occult. You call her whatever, but never the name of church is only given to the bride of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah! Not to a prostitute, not to a harlot. How come? Don't you have any reverence? Don't you have any fear of God, even if you were not a Christian, to call a prostitute a church? That is why even the dogs and cats are called Christian today. Anything, become a Christian. Anything, regardless of what. What a shame to the gospel, not only, but what a painful shame to the Lord Jesus Christ that makes only He can make Christians. But I used to make Christians by the thousand. I just take the babies and baptize them. See? No way. A crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. There is an appearance of victory here. There is an appearance, just an appearance of victory. He went forth conquering. Huh? And there is a difference between conquering and what? And to conquer. Has been through all the centuries. Has been an action. For the Vatican has been a continuous action of victory throughout the centuries. But there is a specialty here in this revelation of God. There is that specialty. There is that special definition here. He went forth conquering. Who is he? There's not only the institution that has displayed that reflection of victory. Because you know what happened. Every time there is about to collapse, she rises up again. The others die, but she rises up among the dead. She calls all the world. First World War, she coughs it. Second World War, she did it. Everybody come down. The cities were burned. The entire capitals of the world in Europe, they were all burned, destroyed. But the Vatican City is still intact. Surrounded the Vatican City, the buildings were burned down to the ground. And that satanic place, that seat of Satan, will be standing up. Now, there are powers there. Center of our divination. It's not in Mars that the devils meet to do their program on earth. It's not in the moon. It's not in the sun. It's not even in the skies. Is in planet Earth in Vatican City, if you want the address. Right there. right there. Now you know why everything left from there, and why everything, if you see the arrows pointed, if we could have that list on both sides, you will see that everything, every institution, every organization, every foundation outside of the gospel, perverting the gospel of Jesus Christ, they are going back. They will be there as one at the end of times. The signs are with us already. You don't need too much explanation on that because you can see it. We saw this because the papacy is becoming what? More rejected than ever before? Are the world rejecting the Pope more than ever before? Or less? Less than never before. Even so, they've been rejected throughout the centuries in so many ways that even emperors and kings, they were so upset already, they were so mad about her crime and her immorality and her deceitfulness that they were ready to invade and destroy the Pope and his own city. Yes, Napoleon was one of them. Yes. And many others. Charles V, after he hear Luther, King of Spain and Emperor of Europe, and there he won facing Luther, a simple man as Martin Luther, a simple man but with powerful words, a simple man telling him the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he was so mad, so upset. He said, how this madman can tell me about Christ? And that Pope in Rome never has opened even his mouth, much less his priest, to tell me the Christ is the way, the life, and the truth. If he took the real, literal answer to this dilemma, you know what he could do? Just from Germany, go back to Spain. From Germany, he could go back. And there are historians, and we have read these secret documents where already the intention of Charles V was about to go back to the Vatican and instead to stop the barbarians and the Muslims, the hordes of Mahomans that were already invading places, they could take the army from these places, take the army from fighting the Protestants in Germany, 30 years of war among Protestants and Catholics, and Charles V has the greatest divisions of his army fighting the Protestant families and children and women. 30 years! Not 30 days, not 30 months, 30 years to destroy the Protestants, the very Christians in those days. It took 30 years. Then there is power too above the powers of darkness. Hallelujah! There is power. Because while I was then, there were armies all over from different countries in Europe, and they were devils behind pushing them. Behind the armies of the Christians, there were angels, there were cherubims, there were archangels, there were millions of them strong. Yes. And they could not destroy them. But that was after he went back, not to the Vatican. He had no other strength. The devil will not want it either to give it to him. But he could go with all his armies back to one place, the Vatican, and take over the Vatican. He feel he should do it. He feel that he wants to do it. He said, what we've been protected, this declaration never were revealed, as still in the files of the Vatican, as they were written. As he spoke. What are we protecting? The kingdom of God or the kingdom of the devil? He questioned. There is this man priest. They accuse him of heresy. They accuse him of an evil man. And he spoke to me the very things about Christ and salvation of my soul that I never hear, not even from my confessor. Yes. Do you know what caused him not to do what he's supposed to do? Not to accept the gospel, not to surrender to Jesus Christ. It caused his life, not only physically, eternally. He went back to Spain, not to the Vatican. And he was defeated as the Pope himself has been defeated under the power of Christ all the time. He went back to Spain. He went to now to his throne no longer. He abdicated the crown, the first emperor ever to abdicate the crown for that very reason. He abdicated. Why they are not given history as it is in the schools of this nation? Why? Why not even in private Christian school? I'm not talking about public school. I'm not talking about semi-private school. I'm not talking about this. I'm talking about even so-called private Christian school. Why even children and adults, young people, are not being told of the reality of history under God's prophecy and God's revelation? Why not? No, they don't. He went to the monastery of Juste. Not to his throne, to a monastery of Benedictines. And he closed and locked himself in a cell. And there he died. Without food, without even water. He don't want to know nothing about nothing, but just to die. Believing that if he did die there, at least the monks that he requests will be praying for his soul. That week, so weak was, when he could have the opportunity, the greatest opportunity, above kingdoms and emperors, the greatest opportunity to obey Christ, the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. He went forth conquering and to conquer. Yes, you can see how conquering has taken place. There is an illustration, one of many, to that point. An emperor himself, because he lose not only his throne and his empire, but lose his very soul, because the Pope of Rome. Now count the millions of happening like this. And when he have opened the second seal, I hear the second beast saying, come and see. And there went out another horse that was red. Now the horse was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace, commission of that rider. Peace from the earth. Now, that is, seems to be a different situation. Where here, this Antichrist is proclaimed as the man of peace even today in this very country by even the highest authority of the nation, like a President Reagan. They are come and said, don't trust him. Shabbat, let's meet again, because he has met with him already 5 times in less than 7 months, without precedent in the history of the United States of America. A president of this country meeting with a pope 5 times in less than 7 months. Now you know that the deal is close to be closed. There is urgency and desperation. To that point, he got a meeting in Alaska. He could not pass by. The last meeting, this is not the last one, this is one of the last, perhaps. He will come over. Listen to this. And power was given to him that said thereon to take peace from the earth. Now, that is a good masquerade. Because there is this man riding in the white horse, everybody watching him said, what a peaceful man. And then you look communism, all the civil wars going on, all the revolutions going on, and said, oh, that is a terrible enemy. Oh, we better watch out. You see? But in God's wisdom, you see, the order was not the red horse first. It was the white horse first that came out. And then the red horse. What that means, the political power came after. Where they were, yes. Where this white horse was? Well, if you read in chapter 15 of the book of Acts, you find already the gestation. As a matter of fact, the gestation took place in the book of Genesis, already in chapter 3. There, the Roman Catholic already was gested. Already. By the devil himself. As a matter of fact, it's in chapter 3 of the book of Genesis. In chapter 3, verse 16, where the Jesuit order has placed the interpretation of the worship of Mary as Queen of Heaven and Mother of God. How early? He was just there. Right there.
To be conceived already by the time that the Emperor Constantine the Great and 337 die, and after his death, that is what the Holy Spirit said in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. That was that stumbling block where that man of iniquity could not appear. While the emperors of Rome proclaimed themselves as emperor, that Antichrist could not appear. That man of iniquity could not show up, not even in a spirit, because the emperors will not give to any bishop of Rome the power of the papacy. Only after Constantine died, finally, the bishop of Rome became the Pope, the bishop of the entire world. And granted, but even the legacies of Constantine before he died, of course, there's more forgery than any other thing. The Benedictine monks are good in doing forgeries of all documents. And one of these forgeries is that legacy of Constantine. Constantine left certain things, then the monks later developed another document based upon the real and original document. We don't have time to go into these details, but listen well. What we want to be is that we are being called to be disturbed and trying to persuade, these powers are trying to persuade us to pay attention to the very things that we should not be paying attention in certain sense. Allow me to explain this. For instance, what have priority in our struggle, what have priority in the Christian, what have priority in the people of God, what have priority in the Church of Jesus Christ, is what Jesus Christ Himself has given priority. We cannot disturb that order, because once we disturb it, we commit transgression and perversion of the very gospel of Jesus Christ. We may repeat it, but we do not follow even the order by which the Holy Spirit revealed this revelation. But we must do this. Why horse first? That was the mystical power that was granted the political power. Why? Because in chapter 2 of the book of Acts, you see this. Before in chapter 15, where it already was conceived mystically the Roman Catholic institution, you can see what happened in chapter 2. In chapter 2, the Church of Christ is manifested under the power of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in the day of Pentecost. And there, they were manifested over 3,000 strong. And this church, the Church of Christ, the body of Christ, there were submitted, subject only to Christ as the head, and to His teaching as the only rule of faith. Hallelujah! That was all. That was the simplicity of the gospel. It's the simplicity that you are called to live today in this very church here. It's the simplicity that has been tried to be defeated by the powers of darkness, and they cannot defeat it. You see, it's that simplicity, not the complications. No, the simplicity is what they cannot defeat. They cannot raise up against it, because when they do, they are knocked down. They may hurt us here, but we can hurt them there. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Certainly. You see, not only the pain, but the effects are different. Very different. Listen well. When we heard here, when we do that order, we comply with that prophetical order, what happens is the enemy becomes confused. That is the sign that they have received a painful blood in the head. They become confused. Very confused. We may for a time walk, but the healing is coming. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah! Yes, yes, that was just for a time. Yes, but you wait until the healing comes. Oh, what a blow. We just wait to get healed, and then we go after. Yes, sir. Yes. Do you hear me? Yes, because he did hear me all right. Yes. The enemies of Christ, even in the skies, they can hear. They tremble right now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah! Yes, they can profess to believe in God, but they said the word, they tremble. You know what now? Because we believe
and we obey.
Hallelujah!
We believe and obey what we believe. That is what makes the difference. I spent 27 years believing, but not doing what he said. You that are persuaded to believe and do nothing, you better wake up. Wake up. That means from the dead. You will never keep signs of life while you just become just a repeater of the word.
Certainly, this political power is needed because the mystical power is not enough. They need political power. They need armies. Oh, why not? Because when you see the Pope, you don't see army. You go to the Vatican, and all what he has is a bunch of old men's guard. They were princes and condors. They call the Swiss guard, like a decoration there. You see? But I don't believe it. Don't believe it. Because there's more than that. The Pope in this moment, right now, he can touch one button and a red hot line that he has access and communication to all the powers on earth right now, not even tomorrow. Negotiations are taking place for that red horse to do the same with them. Already there are delegates from all communist nations in the Vatican. There never were before. Permanent delegations. What that means, he can touch that button, and once they touch that button, all the armies of the earth, including the Pentagon and United States, will obey his call for help. Right now, part of the concordat with the United States is the connection of that red hot line. That is just the off part. You say that he have no army? He got them all. But he's tricking you. He's tricking you. He said, I don't even wear a pistol. I only go with a crucifix. You can see how death is. I smell even death. Because that is what a crucifix represents. It never represents Christ. It represents the Antichrist. It never represents life. It represents death all the time. Has been the symbol of death, never the symbol of life. Yes, listen. And power was given to him to set thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another, and there was given unto him a great sword. You want to know more about communism and prophecy? There is. Listen well to this. I'm going to conclude this evening here in the second red horse. And listen to this. First, communism was originated by the Jesuit order. Second, those who originated communism, they were Jewish and Catholic. It was a combination of both. Marcus first, that was the teacher of Engels. Karl Marx, that was the disciples of Engels. And then Lenin, and then Stalin. They all were members of the club of intellectuals in Germany. A Jesuit club. Where all the political experiments in the world is taken and been taken for 400 years. Now, the other side of this is the origin of communism. You can see how holy he became. Because the Jews were baptized Catholics. Huh? You see, they all were Jews, baptized Catholics. Now you can see that even that harlot, that great whore, she has been even the mother of Jews that never were even truly Israelites. Now, anybody will say, if you read Karl Marx, if you read his memories, you will be shocked. Because the men, they believe, everybody believe, including all those so-called Christians today, and even some evangelist said, he was a Christian. He was Catholic. That difference you had to make it. You don't make a Catholic Christian. He was not a Christian. He was a good, faithful Catholic. As a matter of fact, among the bunch, Karl Marx was the greatest and most faithful Roman Catholic ever known. He even wrote poetry, as his experiences with Roman Catholic liturgy took place. And he was so faithful that he was allowed and authorized to read the Bible.
And he commented on the scripture. Now, those who are interested in getting copies of this, you can be expecting them if you ask for it. But listen to this. We will be revealing those entire documents, those statements of Karl Marx very soon. Listen well to this.
It's true that not only she need political power, she need political power because the power of the Holy Spirit that was given to the Church of Jesus Christ cannot be given to her. Because while the Church of Christ was called from the day of Pentecost on to preach the gospel to every creature, the Roman Catholic institution have received a commission from the devil himself to the spirit of the Antichrist to pervert the preaching of the gospel. I was the product not of the gospel of Christ. While I was born a Catholic, while you were born a Catholic, you were not the product of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You were the product, as I was, of the perversion, and I say, the greatest perversion of the gospel of Christ ever known to men. It takes you now to know the truly gospel, to know the pure gospel. Because when the apostles were sent to preach the gospel, they received no weapons to deploy tribes and to massacre nations and cities and families and burn them alive as heretics because they will not receive their teachings. No. His apostles received this great commission. Go ye into the world and baptize every baby. That is what the priest of Rome has done throughout 1600 years. Going into Japan, baptizing babies. Going into America, from the central to the south part of the United States, because thank you God that He preserved the northeast and the north part of the United States under the Bible. Praise the Lord. We are still here today. We join this freedom, whatever is left of freedom, because I don't think there is too much left. But whatever is left of freedom now, we enjoy not because any president or any senator or any congressman. We enjoy this freedom because the power and sovereign of God. Yes. We are not to be grateful to no man, but to Christ Himself. Yes, they have desecrated that grant. They have dishonored that glory that was given to this land above any other land beside the Holy Land. Yes, but they have dishonored and desecrated. This is why we live today under this great travail in this country. The first visit of this white horse not only brought the greatest curses of this country, but it brought within the opening of the door to communism. And here is, you can go and do some homework. I'll give you all the proofs and evidence you want to know that communism never rise up in this country until the first visit of the Pope with the power, the influence, the persuasions they now have. But there is some patriotic people. They're still thinking they can repeat the Bible like a certain senators that I know. You know it too. And they say they are born again. See? But they are the first to write to me and say that they do not see no problems in getting relationship with the Vatican. They said, no danger, spiritual danger. Well, I say, well, you don't see no spiritual danger because you are in danger already. See, a blind cannot lead another blind. Both will fall into the pit. But there are some people trying to make popular these people. Do you know why? You better know it. The red horse is riding, and nobody will stop. Not even the greatest arsenals of weapons. Only Christ will stop it. Hallelujah! Oh, glory be to God. Certainly, you are placing in the wrong place your trust and confidence.
you better get her back. Get her back to the proper place and the proper person. Yes. And to the proper power.
The power of the Holy Spirit given to the church to empower the church, to empower the servants of God, to empower the prophets of God, to empower the disciples of God, to empower the Christian militants of God in order to do what? Destroy cities and towns and people?
No, to teach, to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
But this horde cannot preach the gospel on that power, because actually she herself does not believe in the gospel. Then she's not assisted and never will be assisted by the power of the Holy Spirit. Even so, there's some people there, including Paul and Jane. What I'm saying. Did I reveal a secret?
No. No, you are too mature already in Christ. Praise the Lord for that. This is coming to pass. It's coming to pass, beloved. There is no more secret. These people already believe that they are already conquering and to conquer, but in the wrong one and under the wrong king. Yes.
Do you know what Paul and James has declared? And the last time was that child of the devil that carried that cross, the devil himself going around with that cross, going there, back and forth. Listen to this.
There is no signs and evidence, and I challenge anyone to prove it by the scripture, that the actions of these men, the conduct and the behavior under these practices is ever from Christ or his apostles. But there's more to it. It's from the Roman Catholic institution. All right. He was trained for it. He was prepared for it.
He was in Brussels. And in Brussels he was in the cathedral, invited, among other guests, that other so-called militant, so militant against communism, Wumbra, you hear about him, Wumbra, yes, what is his first name? Richard Wumbra. Mr. Wumbra was there too. Oh, they all coming together, ha ha, red and white, and anti-red. They were in Brussels, and I had the tape that was recording under the providence of God on all these conversations. All. You see, we have enemies, but we do have friends too, praise the Lord. Hallelujah! Yes, we got things too. Yes. And listen to this. And his own mouth, this man said that while he was in the cathedral, the priest of Rome came to him with the host. And he said, and of course, they knew that we were no Catholic for saying.
Ah.
Now he considered himself or I a Catholic. But not just given the name. And when the priest approached and he looked to us and then among some other things, let me tell you what I was facing to hear is whether he will say to the priest of Rome, "Hey buddy, stop right there. In the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke you, devil."
Oh, that is Arthur Plessy. That could be the real, truly Arthur Plessy.
Praise the Lord! But he was not that. He took it, swallowed, eat it. The God of the devil himself.
A made up God by the hands of the devil, the host.
The greatest blasphemy committed not only against the sacrifice and the blood of Jesus Christ. He took it. He swallowed. He ate it.
And he considered them all as his brothers and sisters. Beloved, is something seriously wrong. He's got to stop. It's got to stop, and God is going to stop it. It's already going to stop it. It is already taking place. Praise the Lord.
The world needs to know who is who right now. No later. It's too late for the world to know where Christ Church is. Where is the Christian? They don't know. The Muslims look the Catholics and believe that they are the Christians. The Jews look the Catholics and believe they are the Christians. The Brahmins, the Buddhists, the Jehovah's Witness, the Mormons, the witches, they look the Catholics and they believe there is Christ's Church. But when they look you as a Christian, they don't even believe that you are anything. What is this? They give more credit to a Roman Catholic as a Christian than you being the real and truly Christian. Now you understand why they cannot be converted. We gotta do it in the name of the Lord and the power of the Holy Spirit, and by the power of the blood of the Lamb, we are going to do it. Hallelujah! Yes, we are already in the way. Yes, listen to this. The second horse was given. You can see all the weapons within. The white horse have no weapon. The rider have no weapon. The symbol of peace. White is one of them. Ah, above every side. Peace. White, a bow, no arrow, and a crown. And was given to him. He doesn't say that he fought for it. He doesn't say that he stole it. He doesn't say that he killed to get it. He was given to him everything peaceful. But this red horse is a troublemaker. Who makes him a troublemaker? The peaceful one. Now you understand. You understand now why 3/4 parts of the world are under the power of communism right now. And make some numbers. Go around the world. See every communist country, including Cuba, including El Salvador, that is becoming a communist country. There is no way to stop it. It's on the road to communism. It is on the road to communism. Guatemala, it is on the road to communism. Mexico, it is on the road to communism. Because the papacy of Rome wanted that way. It needed political power in the back. And follow him. That is the second order. You can see that follow the white horse. He came after. The impressive thing is that when we see the truly rider of the truly white horse in chapter 19 of the book of Revelation, our Lord and Savior, hallelujah, in chapter 19, verse 11, we see something after the revelation come from heaven. We see that they follow him too. But what horses and what colors they follow him? How many colors you find there in chapter 19? He said that all who follow him, they all were riding white horses. Hallelujah! All were riding white horses. There were no appearances, no mockery of any kind. They were a reality. As he is. A real Christ. A living Christ. A powerful Christ that can set you free. Right now. Stand up with me this evening. Hallelujah. Pray now. You know now what to pray for. Pray now. Just don't wait to tell you to what to pray for. The Holy Spirit has given you to know what you need to pray for. Right now. Pray. And there is souls perhaps in our midst that need this prayer most of anyone right now and anything. They are here with us. They hear this gospel. They hear this word of God. And they need to answer. They need to obey. They need to believe it right now. And under the conviction of the Holy Spirit, you have been blessed throughout this teaching. Now is your turn. Or you obey or you disobey. If you do obey, come quickly. Come forward. Just come. Come now. Lady or gentleman, anyone, you just come now. Come now to your Lord and Savior and get saved. Get saved. Simple as that. Just get saved. Calling upon the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Calling upon the name of the Lord. Get saved right away. Praise the Lord. He's getting saved. Hallelujah. He's getting saved. They are getting saved. Truly saved. It's not by baptism. I'm not here to baptize you. He is here to baptize you with power and fire. He's here to baptize you in the blood of the Lamb. To make you a new person. To make you a born again creature. To make you a child of God. No more a child of the devil. No more a child of the Antichrist. A child, a brother, a sister of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Come forward. Go on. Help. Help those in need. Help those in need. Now bring them over. Bring them over. The Lord said so. Come forward. Bring them over. We are getting late throughout this week. We got a rush. We got a rush. We got a rush. Hallelujah. He's coming. He's coming. He is coming. He is descending right now. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, is just waiting for you to obey. He's waiting for everybody that are to be heir to His church to obey. And you will rush His coming and your obedience to Him and your obedience to His word. You will rush His coming. You will with His church. Come forward. Come forward now. Don't delay. Don't delay. No longer. No longer. No more. Come, come, come. Come to Him. Come to Christ. Come to your Savior. Come. Regardless of how you are. Sober or whatever. Drunk or whatever. You don't have to be holy because you never will be holy without Him. Anyway, you come now as you are. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We are already seeing the glory of Jesus Christ. Truly, His glory is revealing the darkness, things that we cannot see. And it's painful for many people. It's very painful for a lot of beloved people. Because when the glory of Christ is manifested, when His glory is being manifested, the dark corners of life start shining up and will discover what is there, what truly is there in that corner of your heart. You come out, let Him clean your heart, let Him make a new heart where He can dwell, where He can reign, where He can conquer, where He can preserve and keep you until the very end. He has promised to it, and He is doing for you now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You that have come here, give your heart to the Lord. The Lord will hear your prayer and answer your prayer. The Lord will not turn you away. Simply repeat this prayer after me and say it to God. And the Lord will hear you and He will save your soul and wash your sins away. Repeat after me. My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe that He died on the cross and shed His blood for the forgiveness of all my sins. I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Ghost. I open up the door of my heart. And I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all of my sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word, the Bible, says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away. And that includes me. Therefore, I know that you've heard me. And I know that you've answered me. And I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Hallelujah. Raise your hands and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord and God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you for your blood. Thank you, Lord, for the victory. Thank you for the victory, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for setting us free, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. Lord, for these services, Lord, we thank you for Dr. Rivera, Lord and God. We thank you, Lord, for the testimony, Lord, that you've given us here this night, Lord and God. We thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit to minister to these souls here, for saving these souls, Lord and God. Lord and God, for their birth into the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, bless them and baptize them with the Holy Spirit. Lord, give them the fire of God Almighty to preach your word, Lord. Make them strong soldiers of the cross, Lord and Master. Hallelujah. Lord and God, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord and God, bless all of our visitors. Lord and Master, bless the Funza and the Hannah prepared it, Lord and God. Heavenly Father, build a wall of fire on all of our churches, Lord, and protect them, Lord and God. All those in the body of Christ, Lord and God, and strengthen our Pastor Tony, Lord and God, who labors for you, Lord, night and day. Heavenly Father, hallelujah. Lord and God, and bless our guest here tonight, Lord, Dr. Rivera. Bless him, Lord and God, and his wife, O Lord and Master, Lord. Give him strength to continue on, O Lord and God, to do your work. Heavenly Father, Lord and God, we pray, Lord, and we ask all these things in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you all the praise, all the glory, and honor and thanks in Jesus' holy name. And everyone says amen. 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 Praise the Lord. You're dismissed.